Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Lorna Jesty, and Mike Spivey. Our first batch of news items will major on sport, as we cannot miss the recommencement of the football season. And then we have a second feature about the reappearance of spoonbills on the Broads. So plenty to listen to, and which hopefully will interest you all. First, however, we have this week's information desk, which Mike will introduce.
Hello. In information desk this week, thank you for you who sent in your stamps this week. I'm sorry that we cannot mention you in person, but they got detached from their yellow wallets during the sorting process earlier today. However, thank you, Mr. Michael Edwards, for the booklet of first-class stamps you sent in this morning. A very useful donation towards our office expenses. Several listeners have sent messages about the late arrival of their memory sticks, following the post office's error in sending the sacks of yellow wallets back to us instead of posting them out on Thursday, July the 27th. Luckily, we were able to rectify the situation early the following week, but it did mean that the recording of the 27th of July would have arrived at the same time as that of the 3rd of August.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £17 for the sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and there is no charge for the minibus. Please note, all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place, and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday, the 24th of August.
Coffee mornings. Come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 to 11:30. Please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 if you would like to come along. The next session will be on Monday, 21st of August.
Vision Norfolk. Come and join us at Norwich Theatre Royal for a performance of 222, A Ghost Story, on Wednesday, the 11th of October, 2023, at 2:30 p.m. There's something in our house. I hear it every night at the same time. Jenny believes her new home is haunted, but her husband Sam isn't having any of it. Can the dead really walk again? Belief and scepticism clash, but something feels strange and frightening, and that something is getting closer. So they're going to stay up until 2:22, and then they'll know. Tickets are £42, which includes a sighted companion ticket if required. Payment, please, by Monday the 14th of August. To book, call Mark or Helen.
Yoga and short mat bowls. Short mat bowls sessions are held every Tuesday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The seated yoga sessions are held every Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 2 p.m. and cost £7 per person per session to cover the cost of getting a professional qualified instructor in to run the class. We are hoping to set up a second class also every Tuesday to run from 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. If you would like to join this class, please get in touch with Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 extension 322.
The photography group will be meeting on Friday the 18th of August for a minibus outing to Howe Hill on the Broads. If anyone would like to join the group, they would be most welcome. The minibus will be leaving the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10:30 a.m. and will be returning by 3:30 p.m. If you are interested, please telephone Mark Smith on 01603 573 000 extension 341. You do not have to be serious about photography, but if you would be interested in coming, you're welcome to join the group. Sighted help will be available.
Norwich City Council has received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Clooked 1 Wesselgate, Norwich, for a total of 4 tables and a total of 8 chairs from Monday to Sunday from 11 to 11 o'clock at night to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them by 30th of August 2023, please. Tiffany Bentley, Licensing Manager, 01603 989 400. Email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
Broadland Blind and Visually Impaired Social Club. This club has been run for many years from St Cuthbert's Church Hall, Wroxham Road, NR7HTZ, with the aim of providing a happy social environment for 2 hours on the first Thursday of each month between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Programmes of varied entertainment are included, after which members can enjoy a social time over sandwiches, cake, tea, coffee, with a raffle. The club is totally non-profitable and run by volunteers. Membership is £12 per year, with a donation of £1.50 each month towards the refreshments. A list of the year's entertainments is given to each member. If you would like to come along and find out about us and enjoy a social chat over a cuppa and a cake, you would be most welcome. For further information, please contact me, Marion Howes, the club organiser, at, then all one word, marionhowes47@yahoo.co.uk.